Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hey everybody, thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we are of course doing just fine, and actually doing better, because again, the numbers keep going up, and the more of you that listen, you know, the more that we feel as though we're putting out a positive and a useful message. And, of course, we're always looking for feedback. So if you have any comments, be it on a live show or whatever, you feel free to, again, listen to a show, put in your comments or call in, or you are also welcome to send us an email or however you'd like to connect with us. We'd appreciate it because, again, if you're not listening, all we're doing is talking to ourselves. For those that are listening today, if you'd like to chime in, if not, that's fine. The number is 323-443-7471. Again, that's 323-443-7471. So with that, let's get right into it. What good is it? What good is knowledge if you aren't applying it? You know, you constantly hear people talk about how smart they are, or how much knowledge they have, or what they know, or who they know, or how much money they have, or, you know, all their connections, all of these different things. Well, having those connections, having that money in the bank, having that trust fund, having that property that you've invested in, having knowledge, having a degree, having all of these different things are great. They're phenomenal. And for those of you that have all of those things, or even experience, a lot of experience in your job knowledge, what have you. For those of you that have it, again, that is a very beautiful thing. My question to everybody that's listening today is, you've got the knowledge, you've got the money, you've got the resources, you've got the abilities, but you're not sharing it with anybody, so what good is it? Who does it actually help? Now, again, this is talking about people that are consider themselves to be master networkers, master connectors, people that are, you know, movers and shakers when it comes to finance, business, again, your particular profession or specialty, all of these different things that we amass and consider to have value or we consider to have a vast amount of knowledge about. My question again is, if you're not sharing that information with people, if you're not sharing those connections with people, if you're not utilizing these assets, what good are they? You know, now I didn't say what good are you, even though that's really what I'm thinking. What good are you? You know, you've got people that get information just like things and they hoard it. How many of you, let's put it in a real simple term, how many of you have clothes that you don't wear, that you can't use, that you haven't seen in I don't know how long? How many of you have closets you can't even walk into that there's just so much stuff there? Shoes, watches, rings, in some cases with people with a lot of money, cars, art, all of these different things. What good are these things doing them? If you're having them and they're locked up in your house or locked up in a closet, and especially if you can't even wear them anymore, what good are those items doing you? Well, the same thing goes with your knowledge. If you are going to have that knowledge, I'm assuming that you acquired it not just so that you would know it, but so that you could share that and use it as an asset, okay, not a liability. Well, think about it. For all of us that have knowledge or money or things, having them is a beautiful thing. Having the knowledge is a beautiful thing. However, what happens to anything that sits? What happens to your muscles if you don't use them? If you don't use your muscles for a long enough period of time, like let's say we put your arm in a cast, your arm ends up starting to atrophy. If you've got stuff sitting outside your house and you're letting the weather, you know, winter, summer, spring, or fall, or if you're in a warmer area or a colder area, you're letting that get to it, what's happening to it? it's getting beaten up by the weather, by the condition, by the sun, by the rain, by the snow, whatever it is that you're in there, or the mix of those all together. But it's starting to wear out. In some cases, it's wearing out from no use. Well, the same thing goes with your knowledge. Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast today isn't really about being just a blog or you know, me actually pummeling you about you not helping other people and you not being of value to other people. It's basically also not going to be a step-by-step process on how you to effectively do networking, and by no means do I want you to stop doing other things like listening to podcasts and reading books and trying to amass as much information as you possibly can. The reason for this post and my aim is to help you discover what you should be doing rather than focusing on what you know or should know. Each and every one of us is a work in progress. I do little presentations all over the place on a regular basis, and I try to share as much information as I can with people in the short amounts of time that I have. And for those that know me, I try to really get to the point. I'm really kind of straight and to the point. Can I be a roundabout? Yes, but you don't have time for somebody to be roundabout with you. You need, as we call it, the meat and potatoes. You need what you need so that you can get sustenance from that information, so that you can get your mindset correct, so that you can apply that mindset, that knowledge, and all of those things, excuse me, once you have the mindset, to where you can take effective action with the information that's given to you. This isn't a long, drawn-out thing with a plot, is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that I'm trying to give you, every time that I talk to you, be it on the show today, be it in my books, be it in my talks, be it in my lectures, whatever, I'm trying to give you the information that you need to move you forward with your life. Well, what I'm asking you to do is think about doing the same thing when you interact with other people. If you have knowledge, then you have a gift. That knowledge becomes useless unless you do what? Unless you share it. Unless you give that knowledge away or share that knowledge with other people, it becomes what? It becomes old, all right? It becomes antiquated. You get a degree in, let's say, a science degree 20 years ago. Have there been changes in science from 20 years ago to now? Yes. Have there been changes in most people's industries from 20 years ago to now? Yes. But if you have a degree that's 20 years old, then that means that information has had 20 years to get old, to get outdated, to for not all of the things to apply. Now, for a lot of us, the basics don't change. But then again, for a lot of us, the basics do change. Let's look back at Columbus's time. When Christopher Columbus sailed the seven seas, or the seas, everybody thought that what? The world was flat. Well, guess what? As time went on, we found out something that all of us know today, the earth is not flat. The earth is round. It's spherical. So now we know that that information that Columbus had when he first sailed, or that the common knowledge that everybody had when Columbus first sailed, was antiquated, or it was not true. It was wrong. Columbus sailing, going to where he went, and then coming back was evidence to the people that, again, thought that Columbus was out of his mind, that the world was round. All right, Sigmund Freud, a guy that basically was failing everything but ended up becoming one of the smartest men alive, was somebody that said he wasn't really that bright. What he did was he thought about things a little bit more than other people, and he thought about them in such an abstract way, in such a different way, that people didn't understand where he was coming from. But today, we know Sigmund Freud as somebody that was a genius, who had an amazingly high IQ. And even in his simplification, it made most of us look stupid today, because now it's flipped. It's turned around. So, if you have money, connections, you have the keys to helping somebody, you ought to use that, because guess what? Money sitting in your bank is going to collect interest, but it's not helping anybody. While we're on this planet, while we live on this big blue marble, or this little blue marble, however you want to look at it, what is the number one thing that we should be trying to do? And this is my opinion. You don't have to agree with it. We should be trying to help our fellow man. Can you help everybody? Of course not, okay? But there's a lot of people out there that are great people, that have great assets to share, that have great abilities, but they're not being given the chance. You know, I was talking with a gentleman today, and he was talking about the fact that one of, actually two different gentlemen between today and yesterday, and they were talking about two gentlemen that they've been coaching and working with and building, and those gentlemen are now going to become, hopefully in the very near future, professional football players. Well, what did these gentlemen do? What these gentlemen did was they shared their vision. They shared the positivity. They shared the opportunity to help guide these young people to the point to where these young people could believe in themselves to live their dream. But these were gentlemen who are much older than these other people. However, they shared their information. You know, there's another gentleman that I have the pleasure of speaking with, and they call him Pastor Todd. I call him Todd. Well, he's someone that has a very, very, very strong belief in the Bible. And I know I don't usually talk about religion, but here's my point. There are other people out there that also have a belief in the Bible, that are looking for guidance. And what has Todd done? Todd has taken the information that he's been able to learn from him going to school, from him doing his own self-reading, from him, you know, doing different things, and he shares that information. He doesn't share it for a fee, he shares it from the bottom of his heart. But he shares it in a way to where he has become a teacher for those people looking for an instructor. He's become a teacher for those people, those students looking for a master, so to speak, to follow. And I know he wouldn't like that particular terminology, but he's basically a guide. He's pastoring. He's sharing his belief in his ministry with other people. And there are other preachers and imams and other people out there that are sharing their gifts, their knowledge, to the best of their ability. So I'm asking you right now, what are the gifts that you have? What is the knowledge that you have to share? Who are the connections that you could connect somebody with that could take them from being somebody truly struggling with their business, with their family, with whatever? What type of information do you have that could be a blessing to someone else? Be it that you charge for that information or you don't charge for that information. Be it that you just want to be a giver and you want to use a giver's game mindset and share the information that's been shared with you with other people or the information that you worked hard to earn, to learn. What is it that you have and why are you not sharing that information? Again, whether you get paid for that information or that experience or that talent or you just give it freely. How many people can you help, and how would it help you? You know, I had a gentleman that introduced me to a men's call. And the gentleman, I'm not saying that he's smarter than me or that I'm smarter than him, but what I'm saying is that because I listened to what he had to say to me, even though I may have already known the information, I learned something. Why did I learn something? Because as much as I believe I know, I also know that in the scheme of things, I know nothing. You know how you talk to somebody and they talk about how great you are and how much you know? Well, for those of us that are more humble and those of us that know that even if we thought we knew everything, we really know nothing, we take that compliment with a thank you, but we also understand that a broken clock with hands and numbers is right two times a day. So that means by listening to other people, what are you going to do? You're going to enhance yourself. You're also showing them a level of respect, because if those people that are talking to you already respect you, the fact that you're listening, the fact that you're already listening to them extends your clout with them, their respect for you. They're now looking up to you even more. Why are they looking up to you even more? Because you're someone that they look up to that's giving them something that is critical, your ear. Your attention, and you're really listening. Not somebody listening so that you can talk, but somebody taking in the information that's being shared with you and actually evaluating it and trying to understand it with a positive mind, a positive ear, and a positive outlook. So, ladies and gentlemen, what is it that you have? What is it that you can share with other people? And how can you take that experience, that knowledge, that gift that you've been given, again, a gift that you may have worked all your life for, and share it with other people so that they can grow from it, so that you can grow from it? Because, you know, you get a lot of people that think that because they have some information, that information makes them special. Well, guess what? The cure to cancer, leukemia, MS, diabetes, the cure, the car that will run without us burning fossil fuels, you know, that knowledge is in someone right now. And that someone may be someone that will never share that information with anybody else. You know, we have electricity, and we say that Thomas Edison is the inventor of electricity and the light bulb and all of that stuff. Here's the interesting thing. What if there were people, let's say 50 years, 10 years, 100 years before Thomas Edison, that had that idea, that had that concept, but yet didn't share it? What if they had shared it? Then we wouldn't know Thomas Edison as being Thomas Edison today. If I was to say to you, oh, yeah, well, Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, you would look at me and go, what are you talking about? Who the heck is Thomas Edison? John Walters invented the light bulb. 50 years before Thomas Edison, this guy you're talking about, was ever born. Well, here's my question for you. What knowledge, what gifts do you have? Are you going to leave a legacy, or is your information going to go into a grave with you when you take your last breath? Is there people out there that you could be helping to reach and live their dreams? Are you going to be one of those people that, again, fades into the woodwork? Nobody even knew that you existed. You're just not somebody that anybody looks at as a trailblazer or as an asset. We just see you as another person, if we even remember you, that was ever here. You know, there's a gentleman by the name of Warren Buffett who is now one of the richest men in the world and has been for a number of years. What did Warren Buffett do? Warren Buffett said, listen, whatever it is that I do, I keep it simple, pretty much. He doesn't invest in anything he doesn't understand. Bill Gates. Bill Gates is somebody that everybody looks at as a genius, and Bill Gates was a genius, and what he did revolutionized the computer world as we know it today. And because of Bill Gates, not trying to be a legacy, just trying to do what he was trying to do, now he is somebody that will go down in history and will be remembered forever, whether you like it or not. Here's somebody, too, that everybody looks at, and they only give you part of the story. However, no matter how much of the story you get, it's still an impressive story. It's still somebody that you're going to remember. It's somebody that has created a legacy. What is your legacy going to be? Who is going to remember you? I understand that your wife or your son or your daughter or your grandchildren may remember you, but are your great-grandchildren going to remember you? You know, are people that don't, that aren't related to you, blood relations, are they going to remember you? And are they going to remember you for good things or bad things? Are people going to rejoice that you lived, or are they going to rejoice that you're gone? Or are they just going to be that headstone that nobody ever sees because nobody remembers it? Even some of the people that are legends in our lifetime and in the lifetimes before us, some of them have still faded into the darkness, so to speak. However, if you go and look at a history book, you'll find these people. Some people are misrepresented. Some people are considered to be villains that were heroes, and some people are considered to be heroes that were villains. But my question is, what do you want your legacy to be? What do you want people to remember you for? What knowledge is locked inside your head that you're not sharing with other people? What gifts do you have to give right now? Not tomorrow, not next week, right now. Who can you get on the phone right now and call and lift them up instead of trying to tear them down? Who can you get on the phone with or send an email to or go visit or see right now that you could lift up and help them to reach the next level of their evolution in their lives, their progression and their ability to reach the next level or to get to the next spot that's going to help them to progress, to grow, to develop? What are you doing right now? Are you that person that's sitting in front of the television, staring at the idiot box as it stares at you, running up an electric bill and a cable bill, yet you're not using that tool to help you to grow and develop? Are you reading books? Are you listening to tapes? Are you turning your car into a rolling university, so to speak? Are you living your dream, or are you doing that poor facsimile of a human being, of the human being that you could be? Are you a shadow of what you were truly meant to be? Are you deep down inside the Leonardo da Vinci of our time? However, because of fear, you're not taking any positive steps to show or to share your knowledge or your greatness. You know, I've talked to some people that really aren't that intelligent, but when I listen to them, I find that they have other gifts that make them more intelligent than I would have thought they were. Because it's really not about my perception of reality. It's about what's real. It doesn't matter if Zurian of the Zurian Show endorses you. It would be nice, just like it would be nice if you endorsed Zurian of the Zurian Show. But how many people do you know that you could help right now, and are you even listening? Most of us are so busy talking. Most of us are so busy in our own heads that we're not taking in the information that's going to help us help someone else. You know, I was talking with a young lady 2 years ago, and she said that the reason that she doesn't like to listen to, the reason that she likes TV and the reason that she likes other noise is because she doesn't want to be in her own head. Well, to each his own. For me, that's a scary thought. Because guess what? The only person that's with me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week is me. And I can't run away from me. As long as I'm breathing, I'm stuck with me. So I need to try to make me the most best me that I can make me. I need to learn to love me. And I need to take that love and help use it to help me help others. You know, there's a gentleman by the name, and I bring him up kind of often. His name is Ivan Meisner. He created an organization called BNI. The motto of BNI is what? Giver's gain. Really simple, two words, giver's gain, but very powerful, very instrumental, very purposeful, very altruistic, very much in the sense of trying to help others, and by helping others, finding out that you can help yourself. And I'll be honest, the guy is doing great. The year before last, his organization, $3.5 billion in generated business between its members. Last year, 2013, $6.5 billion in generated business for its members. And this was just a guy that was trying to help other people, Zig Ziglar. Zig Ziglar, you know, rest in peace, motivational speaker. What did Zig Ziglar say besides him talking about his decided redhead, which is, of course, his loving wife? He said that if you can help enough people get what they want, you'll get everything that you want. Those are very powerful words, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to have a degree to help anybody. You don't have to have money to help anybody. You just have to listen and be ready to not only receive the gifts that people have to give you, but also be ready to give gifts to other people. And sometimes the most precious, well, not sometimes, most of the time, the greatest gift that you have on the planet is by sharing your time, is by lending your ear, is by sharing your true opinion and a positive mindset. Sometimes that positive mindset, you need to let somebody else know they're negative. Sometimes you need to share some things with people that they may not want to hear and in some cases may not be ready to hear. But again, what knowledge do you have? That knowledge could save somebody from spending, you know, $5, $100, $500, $1,000, $10,000, $1,000,000. But if you don't share that information with someone, guess what? They're going to go ahead and repeat the same mistakes that other people have made and mistakes that you know exist, but you failed to share it with anybody. So they're making those mistakes thinking that it's new. It's really not new. It's new to them, but it's not new to you. You know, we live in a world where we are surrounded by abundant opportunity. We have so many different amazing things going on around us. However, most people just don't even know they're there. You know, I was talking to someone a couple of weeks ago, and they were talking about a program where all you need to do is talk to your congressman. speak to your congressman for your son or daughter that's in high school and say, hey, congressman, my son or daughter wants to go to the Maritime Academy. Could you recommend them? If they recommend them and the child gets accepted, that's over $110,000 in scholarships and educational money that is given to that child free. Now, is there an obligation? Yes, there's an obligation that you need to serve a certain amount of time on a American-flagged vessel. But what ends up happening? That young man or that young woman gets over $110,000 or $120,000, and it may go up, it may go down, in education to get their bachelor's and all of the tools that they need to get their licensing and all of that stuff. And then they do, you know, work this flagged ship or what have you. But here's the thing. How much could you be helping that kid, especially now in a time where education is so high? Now, if I'd have known that when I was in high school, I would have opted for it. I'd have got somebody to write a couple of congressmen and got one of them to say, hey, you know, this guy wants to go. Could you vouch for him? And then I'd have broke my neck to make sure that I did that. I didn't do that. I didn't know about it. All right? I wasn't a stellar student. It wasn't that I was stupid. I just wasn't a stellar student. So whether you're a stellar student or not a stellar student, here's an opportunity that existed that I didn't even know existed. And there's a whole bunch of other opportunities around all of us. There's a whole bunch of us that have connections where we could connect someone to someone that could truly help them. And I'm talking about people that you see as being good, reliable people, people who you, again, some in some cases know, like, and trust, or some maybe you just like them. You don't know them that well. How many grants go untaken because people don't know they exist? How many people are losing their jobs or losing their homes or operating on misinformation when the information is in some cases a handshake away, a telephone call away? How many of us are wasting time, effort, and money talking about nonsense? Not talking about things that are going to help us grow or help us become better, talking and sharing information that's truly useless. And how many of us have information that is truly useful, but we fail to go get it? When was the last time you went to your local library? When was the last time you read a book? When was the last time you walked in, you say you don't have time? Maybe you need to make time. Maybe you need to make time for the things that are important. Maybe you need to stop thinking I and start thinking we. Maybe you need to stop trying to figure out what the angle is that you want to go at somebody with and look at that person and say, how can I help you? Is everybody going to help you back? Of course not. Is everybody going to accept your knowledge and your information with open arms? Of course not. Is all of your knowledge and information going to be right? Probably not. But at least you're trying to be helpful, not a know-it-all, not a knucklehead, not somebody that wants somebody to kiss up to them, but somebody that's actually trying to be a person of substance, someone that's operating with the mindset of, I want to be a person of character and I want to share what I have with other people. You know, I thought that it was funny. I was listening to a thing the other day, and it was talking about, hey, the guy asked everybody in the audience, he said, okay, I'd like everybody in the audience to raise their hand on how many times that they've been seriously rejected to where it hurt their feelings, they lost out on a whole bunch of different stuff. On average, the most times that people have been rejected in their lifetime, seriously rejected, was 7 to 8 times. Yet he asked a different question, the opposite of that. He said, how many times has people in this room been helped? They got up to 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, 40 times. In some cases, it was hundreds of times that people have been helped. However, everybody's walking around in fear, fearing failure, fearing rejection. However, statistically, on average, the average person only gets rejected or experiences rejection 7 to 8 times in their lifetime. Ladies and gentlemen, stop believing the hype. Take advantage of you. Be the best person that you can be and do the things necessary so that you can grow, develop, and become the star that you were meant to be instead of the shadow that you are. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. I want to thank you for listening. I also do speaking engagements. I have four books soon to be coming out. My third book is out. My fourth book will be coming out in May 2014. If you'd like to get in contact with me about speaking events or other things, please let me know. Please check out my website. It's zurianbennett.com. Again, www.zurianbennett.com, and it's also on the website. Other than that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening, because if you weren't listening, all I'd be doing is talking to myself. You guys have a blessed day and a great life. We wish you every success. Take care, and thanks for listening.